This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Anything. We haven't done this for a while, but a listener suggested it and asked a question, so I said, let's do it. I kind of already had a version of it last hour when the gentleman called and said, okay, your Fargo affiliate there, the building you guys are in, is AM 1100 The Flag. Where's your flag? Right? I mean, that's an ask me anything kind of question.
We got one on the wall. We got a flag pillow on the chair there. We got
and Todd and Kevin were quick to kind of say, you know, cut us a little slack here. We've just been in this building since December. We're on, but I think the guy had a fair point. So, you know, sometimes you can ask. Now, Jim, the flagpole guy, who you hear regularly right here on this program, is busier than a one-armed wallpaper hanger with an itch. So that's part of the problem, because he's been going to come take a look at this, see if we can do something on the roof or whatever. But anyway, it's, you know, ask us anything. It's just fine. You can ask us anything. All right. Here's the telephone number. Today, you call 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can also call us at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. The 258-0550 number to Todd is not working. It's not working yet, right, Todd? It's supposed to be sometime today, maybe tomorrow? Is that the latest? Don't ask for any problems.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who really knows? The second I throw it out there, then all of a sudden, something will happen.
All right. But
they're on it.
All right. So you use those numbers for the show today, and we'll get you this. To text, you can also text me, 701-367-2054. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 550 K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, right there on your dial. Ask folks in Bowman, what station you listen to? 550. 550. Nothing else besides 50 was the answer, Todd. Right there in the beautiful part of North Dakota, along the North Dakota, South Dakota border, down there in the southwest. That's exactly right. There's AM 1100, The Flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley along I-29, next to Thunder Road. And, of course, KTGO, 1090 radio out in the Bakken. Now on your FM dial, too. And KLTC 1460 in beautiful Dickinson, North Dakota, on the western edge. That's where you're listening, and we appreciate you. Okay, so ask me anything. Let's get this started. The first person to ask me anything during the break is a fine listener that wants to know. Let me find it so I can read it to you verbatim. Ask you anything. Can we get an update on Fisher Industries? Are they building wall or blackballed? Well, a couple of things. They have built wall, as you know. They've done the wall that they have done has been done privately. By privately, I mean non-governmental projects in money you and I donated to. We build the wall. And they're building in very sensitive areas and picking strategic projects. So they've done that. Second of all, they've seen all the other contracts that have been let by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers muddied up in all kinds of delays for all kinds of reasons. The biggest reason is right of way. So what they did was they determined a different route. It's a route that goes along the Rio Grande. They've designed a different kind of wall. They've gotten it patented. They've worked with the International Water Boundary Commission to have them sign off on this wall, because while it would be built on the banks of the river, if the river were to flood, the IWBC is more worried about what kind of wildlife and aquatic species can get through the wall than they are about illegal immigrants. So they say, no, you're not building here. Well, you design the kind of bridge, the kind of wall that they want. Guess what? They sign off on it. So they have. So the route could change. And what they did was they got the approval of IWBC, and they went to get right away from landowners along the way. So they are going to Washington, D.C. this week to say, meeting with the DHS, show them the new design. Department of Homeland Security's DHS. Show them the new design. Show them what they have in the way of right away, already secured, you know, easements. And hopefully we'll get a spark out of DHS. Who knows? The Corps of Engineers continues to be, I mean, they're just flat out lying to the president. They're telling him that they're going to build fast. And again, you look at their current track record and you just say, there's no way. We're talking about 500 miles built by the end of next year, folks, and they haven't built 64 miles of new wall. They've built 64 walls of some barrier, most of it replacing other barrier, and some of it double-fenced. It was great, but it's just scratching the surface. So that's the very latest there. I am leaving for Washington, D.C. tomorrow to attend a Federation of American Immigration Reform event. A number of talk show hosts, about 100, are flying in from all across the country. They have a boat full of experts. I mean, you can't even believe how many of them are there. A lot. I think I have the list of who we're interviewing, which includes, by the way, Diamond and Silk. Because I don't know about you. You go to a event about immigration reform and the wall, and you got to talk to Diamond and Silk, don't you? I mean, they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd be probably the two greatest spokespersons there are for that wonderful event. So anyway, we've got, trust me on this one thing, we got a lot of great folks Wednesday and Thursday. And then Tommy Fisher's going to be there as well. So that'll be kind of fun. Okay, so hope that answers your question. Ask me anything. What is it? 800-228-0550. Here's another. This one's by text. I'd love to have some calls. Yes, folks, we prefer the calls over the text, even if you have to dial a different number today. 701-271-1100 or 800-228-0550. What did you say about the black building and how old is it? What I said about it is we'll be there tomorrow. Todd, do you know what the black building is? Have you heard of the black building? Is that like only a Fargo thing, or is that iconic enough that you know?
I've heard the name.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah.
So the Black Building is 90 years old. They're celebrating the 90th year of this iconic, historic building in downtown Fargo. And so we're part of that celebration. We're going to actually broadcast the show from there tomorrow. And they've done about 3 years of renovation. They have the fifth floor all done. They have this really cool patio that they added in there so you can look all around downtown. Pretty neat. And 10 a.m. tomorrow is when it opens. There's going to be a ribbon cutting. The Chamber of Commerce will be there for that. There'll be tours. There'll be presentations of the history. There'll be a little placement of a time capsule inside the walls. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're in the area and you want to see a little bit of history, I'd encourage you, come on down there, okay? Come on down. I'll bring some hats. You stand for the flag, and I'll give you a hat, okay? And we'll be at the Black Building. This is downtown Fargo. Big, beautiful, original sign. All renovated, nice, right on the front there, so you can check that out, okay? Tours, ribbon cutting 10:30, history presentations, time capsule inside the walls, the whole deal at the Black Building. It's where Peggy Lee got her start, and a few other folks as well. I'll have more of that history tomorrow. Okay, got you an answer. Here's Fred Newberg, has a question. Ask me anything, Fred. Go ahead.
Coming political season, and there'll be all these ads on TV again. I hope the Republicans really hit hard, like on this Green New Deal and no fossil fuels in 12 years. And I hope they really explain to the people through TV ads and show people starving to death and all the rest of it and say, hey, without trucks, without planes, without anything, you will have no food. you will not have lights. And really, really stick it to them, because that's exactly what would happen.
It's a great idea, Fred. And if you're asking, will the Republicans do this, I don't know. But I will tell you, your idea is a good one. They should do it because, you know, I don't know why, but we tend to always fight on defense rather than go on offense. We got to go on offense on global warming. We got to go on offense on all their climate change and everything they want to say. If we give them every Democratic candidate, here's what they're saying. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, let's say, yes, you got it all. A magic fairy comes in and does a little pixie dust and they get everything they want. As you say, planes will be grounded. Cars will not move. Cows will be gone. I like beef. I don't know about you, but they're after cow flatulence, so they want them gone too. Right down the list. You know, I mean, and the environment will be no better off for it. That's the worst part. And our economy no better off for it.
That's right.
Got a good suggestion. That could be the hope. Just focus on that one thing. Educate
That's right.
people
Thank
on,
you.
On it. Yeah, Fred. Great question. Great question. Who's next, Kevin?
John, when we come back.
John, when we come back. John and Bismarck, on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Questions on the Ukraine. We got questions on the Washington, D.C. trip. I'll get to all of that. What else? Ask me anything. 800-228-0550. We have a question to see if we'll help with the North Dakota ranchers on getting President Trump's attention. Anything for our ranchers. Anything for our farmers. That answer is always yes. CJ and his team are hard at it at this moment over at Dak Diesel, shoring up some diesel engines. And you know what? There's room for more. They'll take you as well. See, they've been at this diesel thing for a long time. It's all CJ's known. All things diesel. That's why he's so darn good at it. Ask yourself this question. When was the last time your vehicle was serviced? If you can't remember, bring it to the experts at Dak Diesel. They perform a variety of maintenance services for diesel vehicles. And certainly engine maintenance, important. There's other parts of your vehicle. You need to continue to have operate at top efficiency as well. They'll explain their work to you to keep you informed. They just do it right. Semis, tractors, pickup trucks, the works. DakDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011. John Bismarck, question on the Ukraine. Go ahead.
Shipped gold to the United States for safekeeping. Now, I've seen this in the news, and I wondered whether one of these people who are protesting Trump calling to the Ukraine to get some information, where did the gold go to and to whom?
Yeah,
that's a question I would have.
For safekeeping, or is it back, or whatever, huh?
That's right. I don't know. That's what it said in the news, safekeeping.
Interesting. I have not heard about this. First I've heard of it, so I'm not going to provide a very good answer, but I'm going to make a note, see if we can find out.
Thank you very much.
Yep, you bet. There's some story about gold has to be to get back to Ukraine on June 11th. Gold to be given to Ukraine. A couple of things here, but nothing really coherent on whether it's back or what, some deadlines and whatnot. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Wes in Western North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Ask me anything, Wes.
Okay, so this is on the Japanese potential Japanese trade agreement. There was some North Dakota Beef Commission members over there, and they were talking about lowering the tariffs on U.S. beef and how that was going to be a great thing. On the big picture, Scott, how is anybody determining, without country of origin labeling, that Japan is getting only U.S. beef? Because we do not have country of origin labeling. My question is, on the big side of it, is Japan requiring country of origin labeling when these packers package up this boxed beef and send it to Japan? Is it labeled only U.S. beef? Now, when I define U.S. beef, I define it as born and raised in the United States, no commingling of other beef from the 18 other plus countries that the United States imports beef from. So is Japan, in this trade agreement, going to get strictly U.S. beef, as is being claimed by the North Dakota Beef Commission and other ag entities? And if they're going to get just strictly U.S. beef, who's going to monitor that? And is anybody monitoring it now? On the local side, Scott, how is this going to equate to a higher price for producers who are selling feeders into the U.S. market off their ranches? Because once that steer leaves the yard, Scott, a producer has no more control. It goes to a feedlot, and then it goes to a packer. It's slaughtered. We don't have any control of whether that meat is commingled with meat from 18 other countries that the packers import beef from. So
do you know how it works now, Wes? I mean, this is not new. We sell over $2 billion worth of beef to Japan right now.
Yes, but Scott, we import almost 2 billion pounds, I think 1.8 billion pounds of beef from other countries. farm commodities are a very fungible product once it gets to the processor, and it can be commingled. So I don't know, Scott, but the claim is out there that Japan is going to be getting U.S. beef. Ag entities out there that advocate for agriculture.
I hear what you're saying, Wes. You're just saying let's trust but verify. Let's make sure it is U.S. beef, and I think you're saying the only way to do that is with the label. So it's a question I can't answer, but I certainly will make a note here, and I'll talk to Kevin Kramer about it as well. Since you brought up the beef thing, we did have some folks text about an effort, the start of a campaign to tweet President Trump and ask for fair cattle markets. Hashtag fair cattle markets. Tell our president how you are struggling. This movement is to try to get our government into the collusion of our meat packers. So there's a number of efforts out there. Take it on. And I will make a note, Wes, to ask your question of Senator Kramer on Friday, maybe Kelly Armstrong earlier than that this week. Okay? Appreciate the call. Let's see here. Here's another question on Ukraine. This one says, Jimmy from Bismarck, do you think this could be an inside job by Trump, one of Trump's people, to make it sound like he did something wrong just to out Biden? That Trump didn't do anything wrong. Well, I think that's the case. I agree with you. I think that's what's going on. Did you get to Nana Lil's in July to taste their awesome burgers? I didn't. Where's Nana Lil's again? I forget. It's up by Bismarck, as I recall. Not Bismarck, Minot, right? Is it further west than that? I can't remember where that's at, but I remember I was going to be in Minot for something, and I thought I'd head over there. It's on the bucket list. It remains on the bucket list. Washington, D.C., I tuned in yesterday and heard the tail end of the itinerary. Could you repeat it? I can. You must have heard it last week because I wasn't working yesterday. Maybe you heard a commercial. But here's the deal. We are going to Washington, D.C., inviting the listeners of the What's on Your Mind radio affiliates to join us. We leave December 10th. We come back December 14th. In Washington, we're going to do the National Mall, the Smithsonian Institute, dine at Carmine's, a city tour that gets you to Arlington House, Arlington National Cemetery. That's the best. The best. Pentagon Memorial, Korean War Veterans Memorial, Vietnam Veterans Memorial, World War II Memorial. We're going to the U.S. Capitol for an incredible tour. We're actually going to see Kevin Kramer preside over the Senate, which will be, it's not pretty rare to get into the Senate chamber, so that's pretty cool. And dine at a place called Medium Rare that night, which should be fun. We're going to do an Odyssey D.C. dining cruise ship. U.S. Holocaust Museum's on the list. White House tour, of course. And by the way, to guarantee your spot on the White House tour, you need to get in quickly. Quickly. Because those fill up. I'll tell you the rest of it when we come back. I'm What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney is concerned about what President Trump may have said about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son to the President of Ukraine in a phone call. In a weekend tweet, the Utah Republican said it's critical for the facts to come out about any conversation Trump or his lawyer may have had with the Ukrainian president. Meanwhile, that lawyer to Trump, Rudy Giuliani, says this is all much ado about nothing, saying of the phone call,
there's no quid pro quo, no money, a proper action by a president, they might say improper, but certainly not grounds for impeachment.
The 74th United Nations General Assembly getting underway in New York today. The president will be addressing the assembly later this week. Today, he's skipping a climate action summit to attend one focusing on religious persecution. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. They personify that buffalo spirit. You know what that is, don't you? Go into the storm. That's right. Think of a few of those storms we had over the last little while here. You go into those storms. You don't go away from them. You go into them. That's the North Dakota way, and the folks at Oasis Petroleum do that day in and day out, and they know a lot of our listeners do as well, and they love celebrating them. And it is simple for you to say, you know what, I think that person is, they ought to get a little recognition. Maybe it's a teacher. Maybe it's a law enforcement officer, first responder. We see him around us all the time. So when you see somebody, say something about them. When they personify that, be the buffalo spirit. And call us at 855-200-1776. That's our 24/7 line. The Be the Buffalo Hotline, extension 6. 855-200-1776. Okay, I'll finish where I left off here before the break on the itinerary requested from this fine listener here today. And I was telling you about the White House tour, which is a VIP White House tour, okay? And it's Christmas time. So the White House is decorated for Christmas when we're there early December, which just makes it all the more special. I mean, there's trees on top of trees on top of trees. You can't even believe it. So we get that whole tour, and then we head over to Georgetown, which is a really neat neighborhood, full of charm and great restaurants. Fantastic. So you can just browse around there a little bit. We'll come back to the Museum of the Bible. We'll do Fogo de Chao, a great dining spot, at 5 o'clock on Friday night. And then we head off to the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts for the Holiday Pops concert. And that's going to be really, really special. Final day is Saturday. National Archives, save the best for last. You got to see the Declaration of Independence. Got to see the U.S. Constitution. Got to see the Bill of Rights right there up close. It's unbelievable. Every one of the Magna Carta's there. It really is breathtaking. And then we'll have lunch at the Trump International Hotel and head for the hotel. So there you go. There's the itinerary. And again, related to the White House tour, we have a limited number of spots, and we have a limited amount of time to sign up because the White House need your name, need your Social Security number, need all that. So we have to have it plenty time ahead of the trip. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, you want that itinerary, you want information to sign up, you give me a call. Send me an email. Do that. That's the best way. I'll give you a number to call in a moment here. If you want to cut to the chase here, you heard the itinerary, you know what you need, but you can call 952-898-3478. Talk to Jason there. Or email me, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Okay. Kevin and Cavalier, ask me anything. And we're going to talk a little bit about Huskfest in just a moment here with some live Norskies right here in the studio. You don't get any better than this. Kevin and Cavalier, what's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about the Green New Deal, the Republicans, and the upcoming election. very simple to solve their problem. If the history books still record history like it is, all they have to do is flash pictures of modern-day agriculture and flash pictures of agriculture in the 1800s, because without carbon fuel, without fossil fuels being used, that's what we're going to go back to. And you do the airplane. You do the horses pulling the covered wagon across the country. I mean, it's so easy. I mean, it's just common sense. It's simple. Commercial like that, I think, would go across or come across pretty good for that candidate, I would think.
Great idea, Kevin. That's a good one. William in Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to make a couple of comments on what Andy McCarthy said in your interview. First of all, when he said there really wasn't any national security there involved in Trump's call, supposedly. Well, I think there was a lot of things going on in Ukraine that were corrupt that had to deal with our national security, including them getting dirt by asking to get dirt on Manafort by the Democratic Committee to influence the election. There's tons of things going on there. And here's another thing. I'm going to paraphrase this. Here's what Andy McCarthy said a couple of days ago on another show. When they're talking about the corruption within the FBI, and the FBI agent, Andrew McCabe, I believe it was, he said, well, I don't think he's really going to go to jail. You know, Andrew McCabe served honorably in the FBI for 23 years. Are you kidding me? So that's the standard. The guy served honorably 23 years, so he should be able to commit whatever crime he wants against this country. And if I do, the general, help me with his last name, who was indicted.
Flynn,
he
Michael Flynn?
Michael Flynn served 33 years in the armed forces. I didn't see him getting any breaks. And it was Andrew McCabe that was going after him. So I'm not so sure Andy McCarthy doesn't have a lot of swamp background here yet that's affecting his judgment. I think he's a nice person. And some things he says is credible. But when he said that, he lost a lot of credibility with me. So that's basically what I had to say about that. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Thank you, William. Thank you. You didn't ask me a question, so I don't have to answer anything. I can just say thank you for your comment. I appreciate it. And then we can talk with our guests. Ladies and gentlemen, in studio, the one and the only, Carol Juven. With, or as they say in Norway, Juven.
Juven.
Yes.
That is correct.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
We thought we'd better do a little Husfest preview since you're going to be headed to Husfest, right?
I think it is wonderful. I'm going there for the 42nd time. And believe me, in the Magic City, things really happen during Husfest.
Yeah, I don't doubt that one bit. Who'd you bring with you here today?
Our bus driver from Norway, and his name is Nils Slato Odden from Yalo in Hallingdal, Norway. And also my old friend Carl Nyland from Fetsund. He grew up with John Stenerud. He's been here 44 times. And he's been at Husfest 40 times. Or 40 years, we should say.
Wow.
And he's excited. He comes back every year just to enjoy Fargo, Moorhead, and so on. And he loves it here.
I've tried to stop by. Well, I have stopped by your booth every time I've been to Husfest. And every time Niels is there, it's like you need to take a number.
Yes.
Because he's that popular. People want to talk to Niels. He'll be there again. How are you, Niels?
I'm very good.
How many of us do you think you've hosted over in Norway? You ever counted up how many different trips and how many different people?
I think I've been there for 15 years. That would be maybe five trips each year. So that would be
50, 60 in a bus.
I think so.
Yeah. And by the way, there's buses, and then there's buses in Norway. I don't know what the deal is, but they're like unbelievable. Volvo, Mercedes, they are like moving chariots.
Wonderful.
Aren't they, Carol?
Oh, and of course, double doors. And
this is if you go on a Juventour, you get them. Well, tell me about the latest and greatest on the buses. What kind of features do you have on your bus, Niels? What kind of the new buses?
Oh, the new buses.
What should people know about the new buses?
Oh, the new buses, he said it's two doors, and everything is safe on these buses. And this bus this year is brand new, so it was a very nice bus to have people inside. It's a good air condition, it's a good seats, and we have coffee machine, and we have toilet, and we have everything in these seats. And this this bus is 13 meters long, and like I said, it's brand new. It's a very nice bus to have to bring people with.
Yeah, it is really. And when they told me two doors, I thought, what do you need two doors for? But when you're on a bus and you want to actually get off the bus, you love the fact that it has two doors, because the back of the bus gets off on the back door, and you know, it's efficient. And you spend a lot of time in a bus on a tour, right?
Lots of time, and we enjoy every minute of it because it is comfortable and so on, and everybody's got seat belts.
Yeah.
And that's the law in Europe. And whether they use them or not, that's another matter.
That's nice. Yeah.
We try to encourage that. And Nels, of course, wants to have the lights not blinking in front of him that somebody doesn't have their seat belt on.
Yeah, we all got to buckle up. So what do you like about Hustfest?
Oh, I like it very much. I think I've been there maybe 10 times now. And it's a lot of people there. And I love to meet the American people. That's very nice people. And I love the country and everything around this Hustfest. And the nice music, nice food, and everything is very good there.
What food at Hustfest is closest to the food at home?
I think it had to be the lutefisk.
Is it?
Yes, that's very close.
Wow. Yes. Do you eat lutefisk? Because I
of course
you
I
do.
That's food.
Well, I didn't think it was food. Actually, I thought it was something you caulk your windows with. You know, I didn't think that was food, but it's food. You like it?
Oh yeah, that's very good.
Wow. Do you, Carol?
Wonderful. I eat it often. Carl, do you get lutefisk?
Ja da. Den norsk lutefisk er best.
He said the Norwegian food is the best.
The
for
best.
Him.
Yeah. How about lefse?
Yeah.
What do you put on your lefse?
Well, how do you for lefse? Smør og sukker?
Yeah.
Butter?
Bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah.
Wow, I've never done bacon before.
Yeah.
I just eat, butter's good for me in lefse. Yeah. And they do the food pretty good at Hustfest, don't they?
I mean, oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's sit-down restaurants. You can go as fancy as you want. You can go, you know, pretty easy. We're going to be right by the Touchstone Energy booth where they make the little cookies. You can come by there as well. Now, what will you have at the booth, Chair? What will be happening there?
We will be promoting our tours, and there will be four of us there. Liv Hoyland is also with us. She's at the hotel at the moment. But they will be greeting the people that have been to Norway on tours. They will also be greeting the people that want to go to Norway. And we invite them to come along and have a wonderful experience in beautiful Norway, because there is no other country that really offers what they offer. When you can drive a few miles and you have a couple of hundred waterfalls and the spectacular, majestic mountains of Norway, and, of course, the fjords are awesome.
They are indeed awesome. My trip to Norway with our family started with a trip to Hustfest. We talked to Carol about it there and encourage you to do the same. Find their booth and get a brochure and be part of that luxury tour coming up next year. And it should be a lot of fun.
We'll be handing out lots of brochures and maps. The first 300 people that come to the booth will get a free map of beautiful Norway.
And this is a nice map. This is not a little tiny thing. This will help you explore Norway. Best part of Norway, the people. And, you know, that's. I bet you guys think that about America, too, right? The people. Just all the people that get to meet. So it's great fun. Thank you. Carl, thank you.
Mange takk.
Tusen takk.
Tusen takk, yeah.
Tusen takk. Niels, we'll see you.
See you.
Thank you. Till we meet again.
We will meet in Minot.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at My Pillow. It's a patented pillow, you know, that's what makes it special, makes it different. And the patented part is the fill that allows you to adjust your pillow to exactly what you want instead of the other way around. When you're getting the exact support you need, two things happen. You get to sleep faster and you stay there longer. My Pillow is customized for you. Right now, you can get great discounts on all My Pillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. You'll save up to 50% off on My Pillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with promo code SCOTT, it's only $29.99. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Get some great specials there. All right, some text still coming in. Time for a couple extra calls if you'd like it. 800-228-0550. Donald Trump's in New York at the United Nations. He just said there, our rights do not come from government. They come from God. See, this is why we like Donald Trump.
Novel thought.
Yeah. He goes into the mouth of the lion and lets them have it. Religious liberty event. He's also talking about how it's threatened and being banned around the world. Isn't that great? All the noise that goes on is just unbelievable. Okay, do they have a Fatiman in Norway? Somebody wanted to know. I had no idea what a Fatiman is. It's F-A-D-D-I-G-M-A-N.
Hmm.
Could be saying it wrong. Evidently, it's a cookie. It's a poor man's cake.
Oh.
Is what,
okay.
Carol Juven told me before he left. Poor man's cake. Mm-hmm. I also found out that Nana Lil's is in Kildare. That's where they had the best burger ever that I was supposed to go there. And I think I was planning on going there in July, and I just plain forgot. I forgot. I should have put it on my calendar. So, because I do believe I was through Kildare. Fatiman is how Maria pronounces it. Fatiman. Fatiman. Fatiman, maybe. F-U-T-E-E.
That's what I would think.
Fatiman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're talking to somebody that can only pronounce Tusentak.
Krumkaka, yeah, I get that.
Krumkaka, yeah. Yeah.
Rule McGrausen, yeah.
Yeah. Another texture. I agree, Andrew. McCarthy talks different on Hannity and Fox than he did with you today. I wasn't impressed. I think what he was doing is he was saying that a president of the United States can't be saying, if you do this, I'll do that, when it pertains to someone. And he's also saying, we have no idea if that's what was said. I think he was just factually saying that, but he did seem a little swampish today. I'll give you that. Ryan in Newtown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Is that me?
That is you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Just wondering, am I allowed to put a stump in for our booth at this fest?
Sure. Where's your booth?
Okay. I believe we were in the Reykjavik Hall last year, and I believe we're going to be there again this year. At the Finlandia Market, we're proud Finnish heritage. We'll be selling rice, bread sandwiches, Finnish coffee, Finnish candy, and best of all, it's a cardamom sweet roll called Pikkupola, and it goes great with a cup of coffee. And we'll also be raffling off on Saturday evening an outdoor sauna, complete with a wood-fired stove.
Well, that sounds like fun.
So,
that sounds like a good booth stop there. Yeah, the name of the booth is what, Ryan?
Finlandia Market.
Finlandia Market. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you there.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Look forward to it. Exactly right. Thanks.
That's how you do a sauna right there, wood-fired sauna.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
And Carol Juven Tours, I will have the free maps to the first 300, so I'd get there early. I'll be there on Friday. So tomorrow, after the Black Building, 90th anniversary ribbon-cutting celebration will be downtown Fargo at that event. Invite you to stop by, free and open to the public. Then I'm hopping on a plane. It's 2 days at this, it's called FAIR, but it stands for Federation of American Immigration Reform event, on building the wall and on immigration issues. And then hop back on the plane Thursday, fly to Minot, so I'm there for Husfest, and that'll complete the week. How about that? Really looking forward to that. Should be fun. At least one call we haven't gotten to that came in off the air. I see one's 22 seconds and one is like a minute something. Can you guys roll those so we get to all the calls here? Todd? Or?
Yeah, these Democrats are so against everything, talking about climate change and stuff, that they want to get rid of the cows and everything. Why did they have a steak fry in Iowa when they were meeting with the people? I mean, how hypocritical is it? These guys think at all, or are they
Thank
just
you.
Run around in little circles?
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah.
Hypocrisy on parade daily.
Love it. Another one. We'll get a little bit of this one.
Well, we all know the answer to what you asked about the Trumps and Trump's kids and his son. They can't even fly over to an airbase and feel up without getting criticized when they've been feeling there for years. And second of all, about Obama saying, when I get elected to Putin, I'll have more flexibility after the election.
Second of all, Warren's ahead of Biden now by about 6%. I think it's 26 to 20%. And I also heard that the park rangers in New York and Washington Park said they couldn't get 20,000 people into one of her deals. But if you listen to
couldn't get 20 people into some of her deals. New York City, they can get some people there, but it's New York City. Folks, God bless you. See you tomorrow at the Black Building. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Hot Spring Spa is a pool table soup. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough, and I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally, you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too. Come on in, check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.